And was also involved with Queer Collaboration, which was an annual queer event that would take place in different universities around Australia to talk about, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender rights, and to talk about issues that are currently facing all queer Australians. So that was held. The first time I went to that was in my first year of uni, and that was held in Brisbane at Brisbane University, and then it was held the following year in Tasmania, in Hobart. And they were fun times, and again they would stage protests, and I remember being on the front page of the Mercury newspaper in Hobart, because you know all these queer students were marching down the street singing "We're here, we're queer, and we're not going shopping." So, and I guess we were talking about you know, issues to do with the pink dollar and the amount of, you know, money, you know, that Mardi Gras would make, or the amount of, you know, visitors that would come to Australia during that time, and how, you know, talking about how, you know, gays and lesbians are first class taxpayers but second class citizen when it comes to our rights and things like that.
Were there any particular rights that you were sort of campaigning for at that point? Can you remember?
Definitely, just in terms of equal rights, in terms of even back then, in terms of like superannuation and health rights, and in terms of you know, having, you know, if your partner died or if your partner was in hospital and not being able to see them, and yeah, just general queer rights, which is, you know, things that, you know, we're really still marching about today.
Yeah, yeah.
So not much has changed, unfortunately, in 10 years.